Well, good evening, everybody. Jane went home early, wasn't feeling tip-top, so anyway, I'll host our evening. And the thought for the evening is simply to share our peak experiences from the Arise Festival. So we have a talking stick, electronic talking stick here, and anybody could begin.
Well, it's hard to choose one, but I was pretty tired, and I went to bed at around 10 o'clock one night, and I woke up at 1 o'clock wide awake, and I said, I'm going out to check on the fire pit up there on the east side, and my friend Brandon is tending fire, and I wanted to see how he was doing, support him, etc. So I had this beautiful walk through the valley at 1 a.m., and when I arrived at the fire pit, there were 60 people there. 60 people gathered around this very modest, gentle fire. And many of them were up close right to that circular thing. And there was just some nice talk going on. There were a few beers being drunk, but nothing excessive. But the highlight was in the east, there were 7 or 8 musicians standing with their guitars, fiddles, violins. And holding forth was Vince Herman from Leftover Salmon, who's a guy about my age. Lifetime musician. He could play his guitar in the dark anywhere. And they were singing songs that were singable and coming out with just beautiful. One song led to another one. And these young guys were strutting their stuff with the fiddle and the violin to show this master musician what they got. And it was just so lively. The music was alive. And it was joyful and very friendly. And not like entertainment. It really was the music coming from the people.
Thank you, Soma. I'll just highlight 4 moments that show up for me in my mind. One is attunements, offering attunements both in the temple during the workshop and in the outreach booth. That's just such a beautiful time, and it shifts the energy. It was very noticeable for everyone. I think that was part of an experience with an attunement. Also, I had an opportunity to share some from my own personal journey during a panel on forgiveness. Really enjoyed that. Also, I held a workshop on conscious conflict resolution in the temple and had really good response and was able to help some people that that were dealing with some things, and that felt really good. And enjoyed on Sunday night sitting out on the grass with Rising Appalachia. And it was delightful.
I had 2 highlight experiences. The first one was harvesting a couple bunches of basil and cilantro and then walking them up. Every 10 feet, someone stopped me to smell them or to taste them, and I was like, am I going to run out by the time I get to the booth? But it was so beautiful, and it reminded me of, like, just what a beautiful thing that we get to do. Also, dancing to Tipper, the headliner. I had an experience of this is what the universe feels like when it's expanding and free of acid. and not tequila. and to experience the collective effervescence that's created in a crowd, that it's not the musician, it's us that are making this happen. So, yeah, thank you.
Well, I fell in love. I'm slightly obsessed with somebody now, but that's not the highlight. No. I would say I really loved doing my workshop. Like, that was really beautiful. And, you know, 9:30 on a Sunday, and I wasn't so sure how many people were going to come. And it was, you know, completely full. I had printed 30 handouts and they were all gone and I didn't even get to give them to everybody. And like after I had a line of people come up to me and just, I learned so much. Like I've read so many books on Ayurveda and like I've never had such a clear explanation and like I understand myself better. And so that was like really, really exciting. And then there was a moment, it was at the second Tubby Love on the Terrapin stage when I was just kind of like witnessing you too, Adam, I saw you. I was witnessing like all of these beautiful beings around me and just, I was like in tears because it was like, oh, everybody is so beautiful and so free and like so unique and like watching people just find their own rhythm and like closing their eyes to just move to like their beat and their uniqueness. And like, I was just like looking around and like watching people just the way they're intermixing and mingling and spinning around each other. And it was just like, it was getting dark. So nobody saw me just weeping like a baby, but I was just like, they're so beautiful. Everybody's so beautiful. So that was really amazing. And then also at Tipper, that same show, there was like 6 or 7 of us from Sunrise or connected to Sunrise, all dancing in a circle facing each other. And I have never seen all of us so free, just so free and unique. And like the dance moves that we got, like, but that was, we did have a little bit of tequila, but it was beautiful.
Thank you, Courtney. My favorite part of Arise, I did work a lot during the day, so I did want to be with you guys and see what you were doing at the booth and all of our workshops, but I wasn't able to. But I saw the pictures and it looked beautiful, and I have shared attunements before in our booth, so I hope to do that again next year. But I think that my highlight, there were a lot of beautiful things that happened, but one of them was being able to dance for the first time in 5 weeks because I did have surgery and I wasn't able to dance for that entire time. So that I kind of had like a celebration at Closey and felt so good and it felt so freeing. I also really enjoyed Elias Clay. I couldn't go to Tipper this year. Like it hurt my head. And so I ended up, maybe I didn't have enough tequila, I don't know. But I ended up at Elias Clay, and she was so beautiful. It was like my first time really listening, and I just felt so drawn in by the energy. And she was just talking about what was so real and like healing trauma and like loving our brothers and sisters and oneness and healing oppression. I was just like trying not to cry. It was so deep. But yeah, those were my highlights of Arise.
So my highlight during Arise was, I can't choose whether it was Friday night or Sunday night, but I think it's Sunday night. I did the same thing both nights. I held tea ceremony, and especially on Sunday night, like through the festival, I was having a hard time in a few different ways, and that made the high even higher, because when I got there and dropped into kind of like facilitator mode, I was facilitating this tea ceremony and was responsible for this experience, which is exactly like, I love doing it. Like I was doing exactly what I loved, like holding space and radiating love and sharing herbs, like sharing something from my home, something that I do every day, a ritual of mine. And the tent was overflowing and everyone was just vibing. Like we were all like connected. You could feel this connectedness within us. And, just having those deep conversations and hearing how people are like really transforming and growing and holding space for this amazing evolution that we're all going through. It's so rewarding and such a highlight for me.
Well, Arise had a very different relationship with me this year because of the work I've been doing here. I feel that it's sort of been like a child that I've been working with for many, many months. So I just had a very different perspective this year because I've developed more of an appreciation for it from a historical perspective and the history of it. And I've got to know the founders and creators of Arise. So it just took on a much more significant piece for me. So I wasn't at the festival that much because I was helping out in dining, but I was interacting a lot with the staff and the creators. So that sort of strengthened this other perspective that I'm talking about. So yeah, I just have a really deep appreciation for it, more so, much more so than last year when I was here, you know, new and fresh. And then the service on Sunday really solidified that for me. Like, I just really appreciated the ties that it has to Sunrise and how Sunrise Ranch is part of, you know, the part of the creators, really. We were one of the creators. So it really is like our baby along with, you know, the Palo Entierro. And that just really rung strong for me and will help in our work as we forge ahead with it.
It was this kind of blew my socks off, the whole Rise Fest. Just, I guess I was ready for it, ready for the people and their energy. And I picked, you know, the universe picked the right things for me to do. So part of it was the attunement workshop on Saturday, and that flowed into an outreach shift. So I did, I think, 12 attunements in 3 hours. There was like a, kind of a sweatshop of attunement I was mentioning. But it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. It was, every person was so alive. So it really impressed me. That's just, and after that, for hours after, I was just floating around. I felt like I was doing constant Qigong. I just feel everybody's energy as I walk by them. And then that day started with Kristen Hoffman's soundscape, sound bath in the dome, which was, I don't even know what to say about it. It was absolutely stunning. Expression of presence and beauty. Rude helped a lot there too. It was really, really something. So that was great. I just got lucky. The Tubby Love thing was wonderful because, I mean, they're so young and they're so invigorating and so alive, and they have this beautiful song about I'm not afraid to be awake. And that's how I felt about them. They really aren't afraid. They're not afraid to do and say the right things and have a great time.
I think the highlight for me was seeing the deep impact that we as Sunrise Ranch and our practices had on these people who were there to party. And you know, that part was great too. But they, you know, both in Jane's Friday attunement workshop, to see the people respond to that and just deeply affected was great. And then the booth was tremendous. The booth was like this glowing light in the whole festival, and you guys did such a great job with that. And then, yeah, the attunements there's lines out the door waiting for attunements in the booth, which was really great to see. And then my other highlight was Bridget Law and Friends, and I think Elias Clay might have joined her on stage because they're friends. And then a bunch of other musicians, mostly female musicians, got up there and just rocked it. And there's Bridget all pregnant, jumping up and down and playing her heart out. And it was amazing. And the energy in the whole Starwater tent was similar from a different source. You know, everybody was connected. Everybody was moving. And it was really great.
Oh, it's really hard to pick. You know, I think the first thing that I noticed was the camaraderie. It's of, you know, I ended up hanging out with Kiahi and Dot, and oh my God, we just had a ball. Kiahi said, okay, here, we're allowed to go up to the front. So we're up in the front, you know, just dancing and, you know, letting go. I mean, it just felt wonderful just to be so present, I guess. It felt very present. And also, there wasn't like it didn't feel like anyone really was being self-conscious. You know, it was like just free. The other things that were really special to me were some of the workshops. And you know, I really love music, and there was a rhythm group that it was four guys who had never played together before, and they all played wildly different things. One guy was from Ghana, and he played this thing that looked like a xylophone, but with gourds in it. Did you see? And it was just, it just lit me up. It was just really amazing. You know, I love being around musicians like that who can just jam together and make something beautiful. Just, you know, I've always envied that and appreciated it. And the other workshop was a singer-songwriter roundtable, and, you know, talking about their process, and it sounds boring, but it just was not boring at all. You know, they played music during it and played little riffs and, you know, of their songs, and the others would, you know, join in, and it was just, it was magic.
It was a special delight to have people come up to me and say, I met you last year here at Arise, and how are you doing? And back again this year. It was the feeling of continuity with previous years. It's lovely. In people.
I'm thinking that my highlight from this experience was the realization, or perhaps the remembrance of what it feels like to be held in community, the inner circle of community, as well as like the outer circle of community and beyond that. And I'm deeply grateful and want to thank everyone here. So thank you.
Thank you. Well, I love dancing and meeting new friends, dancing with new friends, and sharing the things that we grow with everybody. Because a lot of people were very excited that there were fresh veggies available. Oh my gosh, I was looking for this. All right, have a cool cucumber. But, I mean, yeah, it's amazing the village across the street that we get to walk around in. And it's pretty wild and amazing and very colorful. And, yeah, just being free.
I think that my experience this year, in stark contrast to last year, you know, and I think that probably a lot of the people who come here feel the same way the first year they come, then they come here a second year and they get something more. And I was told this by a couple of people that were together, that they've been here for 3 years, and they said that each year it changes them and transforms them. And hearing that was amazing. But my highlight was actually working at the booth on Sunday and being there with Lana. And there was just, it was flooded with people for attunement. She was saying, send out a message on the tribe saying we need attunement people, you know, anyone available. And just the conversations that I was able to have with the people who are waiting for those attunements, and some of the conversations I had with people, and it was beautiful. I just, I'm still kind of floating on a little bit of a love rush. Thank you.
I was talking about this in T group in FSC yesterday, but I was saying that Arise was like the most ridiculous, wild, magical, healing form of exposure therapy ever for me, because it's like, for my anxiety, it was just like, I don't think I've ever danced so like wildly and unselfconsciously, and like just let myself be. And all, like, all the times I allowed myself to stumble into and be open with and be loving with people I would normally like have a bunch of walls around, or just have that anxiety come up that like blocks my voice. Especially on Sunday, I just talked to so many like particularly beautiful, wise women that were just like reflecting their wisdom back to me, and like showing me that what I saw in them wasn't me. And like, I was just brought to tears at so many points. And, but my favorite thing was seeing like every single time I saw one of you like out there, I was just filled with so much joy, like Uma dancing and like, oh my God, like Uma came up and hugged me. I was saying she was so happy to see me having so much fun. And I was like, I'm so happy I'm having so much fun. I'm so happy you're having so much fun. And like, just having so much like ecstasy, like euphoria. And like seeing, I saw Adam around the campfire, like during at Tubby Love at like 1 a.m. And he's like grooving and we're all singing like random, like early 2000s songs together in Hakuna Matata. And like, I don't know. It was just like, I just saw so many like, oh my God, it was just so beautiful and so magical. And like, I just loved, like I went to Arise last year, but it was so different. And I felt like being in this community and actually living here and like seeing like my family, all around me. It was just like, I felt so safe and so safe in a sea of people where I normally feel like so afraid. And I'm just, I can't describe the gratitude. I could talk forever about it, so I will pass the mic. Thank you.
Yeah, it was definitely so beautiful to run into so many of the community, because even living in the community in the past years, I feel like I was more reclusive, so I didn't really like see that many people. And with each new Arise, I like arise more, you know, or like come out more. And so I saw so many people and danced with so many people. And I was really happy to see Yaima perform, because that's one of our like favorite artists that were here. And just like, she was this amazing like sorceress who was like whoosh, creating magic in the crowd. And the crowd was giving her so much love, and she was giving us so much love. And I just thought that was amazing. I mean, like with all the artists, like this reciprocal wave that just like kept growing and growing and growing. It was amazing. And the last thing I would say was, on Sunday night, when we went to Wisdom Village, Lucy and me, and we ate gyros in this beautiful, like, sacred tent thing. And that was just felt so calm and so happy. And there was just, like, this calm, quiet, like, experience.
Well, probably one of my favorite parts of Arise was reconnecting with my high school sweetheart, who I haven't seen in probably like 10 years, so I thought that was pretty special.
Knew that was coming.
So other than that moment, I made a new friend this weekend. And her name is Ellie, and she is a spectacular woman. And it was really great to meet someone who was able to match my feminine expression of bliss and also meet me in these grounded and then up back again in these cosmic realities that we can spin. And I am so grateful that I gave myself full permission to completely lose myself in the magic and spirit of play that we created together.
Speaking of play, my favorite part was watching my kids play. I liked just getting to sit there and watch them just go crazy in all the different stations, and watching Ayla play dress up and Jakey learn to yo-yo and all that stuff. And at one point I decided that I was going to walk around in a long sleeve, black shirt, jeans, and boots. And I did so, and it was hot, but I did it, and I came to the conclusion that everybody around me were a bunch of wimps.
Well, thanks a lot. So everybody's mentioned attunement, and so I won't overemphasize it, but it was a rich time of people totally trusting and totally giving themselves. It was a quality of response, almost expectation. And I would suspect that there were some miracles or experiences that were of healing nature that weren't just atmospheric or whatever. There was some real genuine response, and there was all this noise going on during the attunement. It wasn't your typical quiet attunement. And there was a sense of power, of agreement in power between with the people who were responding, and various people came and put extra time into attunement. It was very good. And there was one lady, this is not bragging, this is about the sacredness, and she held my hands afterwards like they were a special gift, like I had special hands. It was very sweet.
I'm going to talk about something a little different. This was throughout the Arise. I want to honor all the Arise staff. They're pretty remarkable. I particularly had rubbed shoulders with Brandon and Pepe in the Dome a lot, and it's been for 7 years now because they've come consistently, and they know our control room inside out and backwards, and they have such respect for what's there in the Dome, and particularly the Dome itself and our place of worship, and that this is a very sacred space to us. They hold that with us when they are there. But I would also mention others. We've talked of Paul and Tiero. Paul particularly keeps, every time he and I talk, he says, "Now remember, we are one family." And I say, "Yes, Paul." But he really means that. His sense of connection with us is a lifeline to us and also to him. And he knows that very much, not only just now, but throughout the year. And these people represent such a fine, high quality of expression and sense of connection with us at the deepest part of love, I feel. And so then there's Mo and there's Ava. Ava just, you know, everybody knows Ava and what she gives of her heart. That type of giving in one way is rare, but in another way is so abundant that I just want to say something about her. I'm sure I'm forgetting people. Of course, Tiero and Bridget and their love of this place, being married here a couple of years ago, strengthened even that connection. Paul said to me at one point during the festival, he said, "Most of the people who are on the staff have returned. They've been coming back for years. It's not like we have a huge turnover. So these people know who we are." We meaning both groupings together as one. And I just want to say, could we have asked for anything more? I don't know. I can't think of anything better. A combination of people who love that which is of a high quality, a high nature. So again, I say it's a privilege to be here.
For me, it was Friday morning. I had a little bit of lethargy, but Karen dragged me over to the fire ceremony at the lighting of the fire in Wisdom Village. And so I think you were instrumental in moving the fire and then designing the sun cross there around it. And Ava was there and Omrok was there. And there was quite a number of people who'd worked to build the fire pit. And the substance of the place was like palpable. And it was deeply honoring of the work we do here. And then there was a ceremony. Omrok lit the fire and then invited prayers from the people around. And I don't know how many there were, 40 or 50 people, I would say, something like that. And the prayers were just so beautiful. And though each different, all harmonious and part of one collective prayer expression. So that was a high point for me.
So you just pinched what I was going to say.
But just watching Ava and Umrock, the two wise women of the Sun Cross, giving out their ripples of wisdom to the other people, and more people gathered. And as I looked around, the wisdom was flowing not from just the two women, but from the fire going outward and outward and outward, and watching the ripples of smoke moving out towards the whole of the Arise Festival just, really grounded the whole energetic field for me. And then the element of trust, because coming out here from coming from the UK on Tuesday, Wednesday, we had the Garlic Festival with the shootings highlighted in the UK, and my son was begging me not to fly out here. He was really waterboarding me, saying I was putting my life at risk and everything, and I was flying out the next day, and I just ignored it, but it was really touching the way he was going on at me, I suppose. But then it happened again with El Paso, and again with the shootings that we've had recently. But people still came out to the festival. They still gave their all, and they still had that trust, that Invictus energy of like trusting and moving out and intermingling, and still having the spiritual ethos of just giving and giving and expanding outwards. And so that led me to the trapeze artist and the trust that they have to just jump off a bar into the catcher's hands. The whole energy of Arise just gave me the impetus of believing more in trusting humanity and spreading that field of goodwill.
So for me, it was the people, all of them, every one of them, all of you, as others have mentioned, when I would look and see my Sunrise family made me so happy, and the new people that I met. I was so moved by Sunday service and all that it represented, and our relationship with Arise and this endeavor that we co-create every year together. The realization in my mind that every year it gets better and better and better. And Heather and Adam and some other friends, we were talking about that one night, and how it really is every year a higher vibration. And it's such a beautiful thing to see what's possible in that. Lana asked me, she goes, okay, well, before you head out of here, grab some of these bracelets to give away. And she gave me the wad, this huge wad of bracelets. And I'm like, okay, I could barely manage holding them, but all of the conversations that I got into by giving people the bracelets, Let Love Radiate, and saying a small thing about Yoronda and the Let Love Radiate saying, including without concern for results. And what came back was people just lit up about it and then wanted to share their experience of Sunrise or their thought of Sunrise or their feelings about Sunrise. And that was really special to hear all of that and just receive that on behalf of us all, what we mean to all of these people who come to our home and how beautiful it is. I was deeply proud of the Temple of Emergence, and I wish I had attended every workshop that we did there, but I did attend a lot of them, and oftentimes would just be in the general vicinity doing other things and look over and see the temple full of people and just loving that and knowing the beautiful work that my friends are doing and stuff. So it was all quite magical. And I guess the other piece is the one that Heather mentioned, the Bridget and Friends. That was so magical. And seeing Bridget up there, pregnant and dancing her heart out. And, when the first day I had run into her and had lunch with her, and she showed me the sonogram of the baby. And, those things are a little bit of a mystery to me. You're like, really? What am I looking at here exactly? I don't really get it. She's like, well, there's the mouth and there's the eye and there, and just the sense of, it really brought home the one family that we always speak of, that as Diana mentioned, her and Tio were married here, and now we get to celebrate the birth of this beautiful baby here, and just all of that oneness. I just enjoyed the oneness.
Thank you. In Rise, I could really sense the building of a sun in this valley, and could really sense Sunrise Ranch as a birthplace and a mecca for the building of an inner sun and the building of regenerative culture that's branching out across the planet through being able to see ourselves from the eyes of our extended community and be in the substance of teaching the form Friday night, helping with the attunement class. But I think the biggest highlight was the way things came together to do a song for a Sunday service. Dot jumped in on drums, and that opened up a spot so that for the first time, Roshana could play flute on one of my songs. Like, that was a really big deal to me to be able to create together that way, and it all came together in the last hour. And then today to hear Paul Bassus say that Sunday service was that he touches at Arise, that Sunday service was his highlight. And he was pretty emphatic about that many times.
First of all, next year I'm going to pay somebody to take over my work shift so that I can go to Arise. I'm going to get somebody in there. But the outreach booth, seeing people light up, when you talk about David's book, I think I sold two books, you know, and having them open up to the spiritual message that we have. And then there were young people there that I'd say, do you know about Sunrise Ranch? Yeah, what's that? Well, it's where you are, you know, and so there wasn't, you know. So there was that, you know, informing people about that. And then waiting for Rising Appalachia, sitting in the grass there with a young man from Texas, and he didn't know where he was going to go. I'm a mechanic. I'm tired of this small town. And I said, well, look at Sunrise Ranch and see, put in your app, you know. And so he wrote down all the information. But the way people light up when you just say, I'm from Sunrise Ranch. I go, oh, you are, because it's such a blessing, and that was really a treat. And my favorite was singing with Oren, you know, and his song, and having Roshana there, and the audience actually stood up and danced. You know, it was such a hard crowd to get to move. Yes, I know. Yes, thank you. So that was really wonderful being a part of that too.
Thank you. I think one of the highlights for me was the on Sunday night, I went to the food court, and I was really happily surprised. I had, like, really a good slice of pizza. I was really surprised, and I'm from New York City, and we have good pizza there, but, and also at the food court was Jackie and Chris, and they did an outstanding job, and I think I was on Friday night, I got a free bowl of pho, and that was pretty good too. Not as good as the pizza, but I mentioned at the men's meeting on Tuesday that I went to a workshop with Colorado Rising, an activist group, and I was really impressed. And I really appreciated how David was talking about spiritual activism on Sunday. I really saw how it tied in, because you have political activism, but add spiritual activism to that, and you really got dynamite.
Well, my son's birthday is August 4th. So he's been at almost every Arise, and Paul and Tiaro always hook him up deluxe, backstage, VIP, for him and all his friends. So it's just always been profound for me from that point of view. But in the years past, I would always kind of let him run with his friends. And I would be doing my thing with the art and the festival and everything else, and then moving to Sunrise. And this year, I stuck with those guys the whole time. Every minute, because my son lives in Montana now, and this is the first time I've seen him in a year since the last Arise. And so the Sunday service, well, he had his crew with him, and they were, I shared this at the men's meeting, but they were a really high-powered group of young kids from around the country, and among which is one who just filmed a reality TV show and is doing some exciting musical projects. And so they're really, really inspired people. And So to go to that Sunday service and to see the talent here and to hear the message articulated in such an ecstatic and powerful way as that service, it was a moment of really, really deep pride for me to be part of it, to be here. And they were moved. They were, in fact, talking about moving here and living here. And so it completely took them. And so that was incredible. And then, of course, there's a million experiences we had. But I would say, for me, my peak experience was hanging with them in the campsite. Yeah, and just playing acoustic guitars and talking about life.
Thank you, Bruce. I had the pleasure of meeting your son, who was looking for you the first day. Wow. If we ever, ever have ever wondered what we're doing here and why we're here, boy, this is just so beautiful to hear everyone's stories. I have to say that highlights for me were in the area of attunement, in the open-heartedness of people that came and wanting to know, wanting to explore, wanting to discover, and with such open hearts of love. And after attunements, people just, young men in tears. I had one woman who said, "Do you have crystals in your fingers?" So it was just a joy and a pleasure. And one of the greatest gifts I found was in seeing everyone in the community through the entire event and like having this overwhelming feeling of heart connection and understanding why we were there and what we were giving and what we were receiving, and in filling the whole area with love, and the people that were there felt it and knew it and loved it. And it is so clear that it is happening. It is really, really happening, and it's real. And I just am so filled with gratitude for everyone here and all that each one did in making this, creating this together. So, and I didn't really play that much of a part in it except in attunement. I kind of got like on the downside of, physical, but it was exquisite and culminated with a Sunday service, which was rose even higher. So
my heart is just beating because I'm thinking about the implications of kind of what happened this weekend. I don't know if you know, but I played music for many years in a band and whatnot. And then I played music alone for several years. And then I had a midlife crisis, and I didn't play music for like 12 years until I got here. And so I hadn't picked up my flute in years and years and stuff. Anyway, the whole looping thing that I did Sunday morning was like a 10-year dream that culminated that morning. And I was hitting myself. Stop. I was just like punching myself because I was telling Diana, yeah, that song will be ready. And then I told David, yeah, that song will be ready. And I was just like, what the hell have I done, you know? And then to play it right after a standing ovation for these world-class musicians, I was just like freaked out. So that was just a huge dream come true to actually do it, such as it was. And then the rest of my highlights were all in the dome. This was the first time I was running video camera for the songwriters, the improvisation stuff, the pickers, the violinists, and oh my God, there were so many amazing musicians, and doing the video camera for all of that for many sessions was just amazing.
Wow. Well, you nailed the song, so yeah. There was a lot, obviously. There was a lot. I showed up more this year than I have, and far and away more than I have in previous years, and I'm very glad for that. Yeah, what? Yeah, quite a few fantastic experiences. Our dance circle at Tipper, that was next level. It was a real experience of just flow and oneness and just being on that dance floor. I got to witness somebody have a sort of a breakthrough. We were at Yaima. I was with Deanna, and she just bopped her top off because it was like, oh, this feels good. It's nice and sunny. And this girl behind her, Samantha, took off her wizard hat and asked Deanna for help because her hands were shaking from like excitement or trepidation, whatever it was. Her hands were shaking. She needed help with her shirt. And then she got it off, and it was just... It's, I've got like three of them, all right? Chill, all right? And it was because you could see, I could see so clearly that she was really letting something go by doing this. And it was just beautiful to watch her just break through in that way. I knew it, but you know, whatever. I'm keeping it real. Whatever, man. Sunday service was absolutely heart-shattering and gorgeous, wonderful. Yeah, I was crying. But I guess for me the peak experience was really the totality of the whole thing. Having so many experiences of just seeing the beauty of people just being and sharing and expressing with each other with no fear, or at least less fear than is normal, and really flowing. It was fantastic. And then to do that myself was even better. So, yeah.
Thank you for the booby story.
Nobody else had one.
So, man, so much to be grateful for. In this new position of work of mine, it hurts my body and exhausts me to the point where after I get off work, all I do is sit on my couch with my cat every night. And I've been experiencing extreme loneliness for about the last month and a half. And so I made damn sure that I was with somebody, like I was going to connect. And so for those of you that I glommed on to this weekend, because I did, I was like, thank you for allowing me into your circle and not letting me be by myself. And then Sunday service, I swear to God, I spent all day Sunday crying because the service was just mind-blowing, heart-opening. And then I went straight from there to Kristen Hoffman's set and bawled through that. And then waited in the booth. Somebody was getting an attunement, and he was waiting for his girlfriend to get an attunement. And I don't know who he was, but he did some Apollo light ray, made some hand gestures, snapped his finger, and I'm bawling again. And I was just like, what did you do to me? You know, and then I made a new friend as well. You know, after Kristen Hoffman got done with her set, we hooked up and hung out the rest of Sunday evening like a sister that was separated at birth. Like, I hadn't felt such a sister connection with another woman like that so quickly in a really long time. Sunday, I had puffy eyes on Monday just because I spent all day Sunday crying. But it was tears of joy and gratitude and just thank you to, like I said, all that took me in.
Thank you. Wow. How wonderful to hear all of your stories. I was holding space over in the office because I work Friday, Saturday, Sunday over there, and it's exactly where I was supposed to be. I think I could say I live vicariously through you, but I was, you know, now I understand why my heart was just so and how expanded I was, you know, typing at the computer. But also some of my highlights were people walking in from the staff and the volunteers and community, our community, who needed something. You know, it was total experience and spontaneity of, okay, Oh, especially Diva, and they came in on Friday, and something happened to their equipment, and they couldn't print out all of the credentials for parking. And I stood and watched this woman. She was such a warrior, and she cared so much about keeping the people safe, the thousands of people who were coming in that they needed to park, and it'd be safe for everybody there, here, on the street. And, you know, so being able to stand there and hold her and reflect to her how amazing she was and give her a hug. And, you know, I just love doing that. So it was real opening for me to see that that's part of why I'm here. And people tell me that, but, you know, I really believe it. And the other thing, the biggest highlight too, was, man, all of that energy that was building Friday and Saturday to Sunday service. Holy moly, just walking in the dome was an experience in itself. And then the amazing performances, that version of Imagine blew me away. And then the Sunrise Ranch Band, I'd heard that song before, but wow, it was powerful. Everybody was just so open and giving. And then with your explanation of what happened from the background of that, but when I watched it, it's exactly what I've always dreamed of doing, is using one of those loop machines and playing around, creating something right there on stage. So I'm coming. So inspiring. And then that, the share from Paul and Tiara, that was, you know, the song, the last song about the heart. I felt everybody, I mean, we were all connected. Not that we aren't elsewhere, but I could feel everybody in that room. There was just so much love and so much open presence. It was truly phenomenal. And I only was over across the other side of the street for 30 minutes the whole weekend. And I received so much love. And I'm so, so happy to be here at Sunrise Ranch, to be part of that ripple that's changing the world.
Wow. So much has been said that I've experienced with Arise. It was my first one, and I had no idea what to expect. I really liked the build-up for it. I loved watching the process. Each day, things were changing, and it just kept building and building and building until it was finally here. And I just got so excited to be amongst not only the community, but the people that attended. They were so happy and so joyful. And it made my heart just soar. And I worked the booth, our farm booth, and it was so much fun to watch people get excited over vegetables. And they just lit up, and I go, yes, and we grow them here. And they go, really? And are they organic? And I go, yes. And so it was just, I remember we gave one lady a huge zucchini. We just gave it to her, and she just went around and showed it to everybody. She goes, look at this zucchini that I just got. So... I didn't get to listen to many of the performances, and I really, I guess I missed some really, really good special moments, and hopefully next year I'll be able to participate a little bit more in that. But the Sunday service was very special to me, and I'm not a fan of rapping at all, but boy, that song of Imagine, I'm now a believer. You know, that was so good. And then I think one of my highlights was I helped Jewel get up to the yoga tent because she hurt her foot. And so they sent this guy named Beast to take us up there. And he and I was explaining, I said, we need to pick up a lady that is not walking very well and she needs to go up to the yoga tent. He says, oh, no problem, no problem. And then he proceeded to tell me that he had just had this motocross accident months ago and he broke his leg in 27 places. And he almost lost his leg. And he says, you know what? This has really changed my life. And I'm so grateful for this experience because it has just put me into another realm. And I just went, whoa, that was such a spiritual moment for myself. And then we actually did find Beast on the way down. He was looking for us, and he helped take Jewel back. So... but I truly enjoyed working with all the volunteers. I'd ride my bike, you know, back and forth, and I talked to all the parking lot attendants, and they were just everyone was just so happy and so grateful to be here. So, just the overall experience was great. Thank you.
Thanks. So the woman walked into the outreach tent, and she came back because she said, I think I need to buy a hoodie. And I had recognized her because she had been there a couple of hours earlier with her very small child and her friend. Her friend got an attunement. Then she went back with her child and got an attunement. You knew who it was. And she said, yeah, because my daughter, who's like, I don't know, how old was she? A year old? 2 years old? Her daughter? She said, we came here on the train from Chicago to come to the Arise Festival. And I said, what? And so she, so we had a wonderful conversation. And she, I'll come back to the attunement because how significant it was and the gift it was for so many people. She told me about how Lana had given her an attunement and she had gone back and taken her child with her. Oh, by the way, she was pregnant. And she said during the attunement that she could feel her child within and her child who was laying next to her communicating, vibing each other, getting the attunement and whatnot. I don't know if she told you the story afterwards. And so we had a wonderful conversation because she had just come in for the attunement. Her and her friend had come in for the attunement. They really didn't know, where are we? What is Sunrise Ranch? So I had the blessed opportunity, as I did many times over the weekend, to talk about Sunrise Ranch, to talk about the emissaries, talk about what is here. Yes, she may be coming back again too. And so that was repeated many times over, but it was a memorable moment with this woman to have her experience what she did. Just this little snapshot of what I knew was going on in that tent with the attunement, in our outreach effort, and all over the ground in all the grounds in all the ways that you all spoke of. We have been to all seven of the Arise festivals. We the first one was the first year that we were here with the Co-Creators Convergence. And every year we've always traveled to the last week of July back to our aviation routes to the world's largest aviation event. So set up for this thing here is like, I know what it's like behind the scenes when we have 250,000 aviation enthusiasts come to one place for a week. And 10,000 airplanes. We didn't go this year for the first time. And until last year, we were always living next door at Eden Valley, and we would race 1,000 miles back from Air Venture to be here in time for the Arise Festival. And so we didn't get to see this build up physically, but also the build up energetically that we got to not just witness but to experience this year. And it was truly amazing to be a part of that. And since we were on the ranch last year, we did see the presence of the community and that relationship, Diana, of the Arise staff and the community here more than we had in all prior years. And this year it was just so clear to me how much that has stepped up. It doesn't take a step every year. It takes a quantum step every year in that relationship and what's being accomplished. The Temple of Emergence was a genius idea, and Gary and everyone else that was involved in both planning for it and executing it, I look forward to it being twice the size and twice the programming and being a part of that, contributing to that next year. We had a chance to give a presentation on the Order of the Sacred Earth. It's the first time we've given a presentation on that. I look forward to maybe we can do a Friday night on that before we leave. And it was it was just the end of that presentation is an opportunity for us in witness of others to take a vow that I will be the greatest lover and defender of Mother Earth that I can be. And so to have it in the Wisdom Village and be able to have that very interactive conversation we did in the session, and then to step out around the fire and take that vow in the presence of the fire and all that symbolizes was a very powerful moment for me as well. Thank you all.
Well, I think Bob did a great job speaking for me too. Thank you, Bob.
Did I pinch you?
No, you didn't pinch me, but you can.
Okay, then.
I just love the co-creativity of it all and the diversity and everything. And I kind of felt like I saw a breakup, I saw a breakdown, and I saw a breakthrough. And I think that kind of summarizes the whole thing. And to kind of hold steady in the tent and setting it up, first I manifested that tent because we were out there going to set up our 4 10-by-10 tents. And I saw that 20-by-20 tent, and I said, that's the kind of tent we need. And then the Arise people came over and said, what are y'all doing? And we said, well, we're setting up our tents. And they said, that's your tent. I went, what? So all of a sudden, we're like, you know, Lana has so industrious. We're going to have this table here. We're going to have that table here. And we're going to put something. What are we going to keep the rain out if it rains? Because, so she had done all this work, all this planning. And then everything completely was like the universe said, switch. And so we all had to respond to that. And, for everyone who helped bring that, co-create that. I just thought it was, as Bob said, it was quantum leaps above the presence I've ever seen in my 7 years. So that was really awesome. The temple also was outstanding, beautiful, and provided such a space for all to co-create and be together. And it just added another level of the beautiful vibration. So I'm not so much a music or audiophile. I think I listened to Kristen Hoffman. And that was about it. I mean, I wasn't like for any of the groups or anything like that. I was more like, yeah, I don't know who Tubby and Tipper and I'm sure they're all swell people. But my thing was just about talking to people about Sunrise Ranch for 4 hours. But I will give a shout out to Linda, because as things came together, she was the first one in there giving attunements. And I said, I think I got to try one of these on. And she did such a beautiful job. It brought tears to my eyes and just allowed me to hold some glue together for the whole thing, for the ups, the downs, the twists, the turns. So thank you.
Well, I bet others feel very specific gratitude for people here who step forward. And we could have easily taken this time to give specific acknowledgments to people who just stepped up in this huge kind of way. So we didn't do that, but I just wonder if there's some gesture of just thanking each other for the way we stepped up, the way we gave our gift, made our contribution, so that all together we did something great. So how about we just stand? How about some kind of bow or curtsy and prayer and honor and thanks and like that?